Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Alan will be joining us momentarily, but first let's get to Cal Soderquist on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Cal is a pre- and post-game host for the Wolves Calls-In. Cal, first of all, I need to know, how is Carl Anthony Towns doing? I think we all need to know. Concerned about him kind of doubling over like that.
Yeah, it was kind of a scary moment. I think it caught, you know, any listeners or viewers, or even it seemed like, you know, teammates and the coaching staff were kind of taken aback. And unfortunately, I don't have any update other than what we got, you know, right at the end of the game. The team is calling it a right calf strain. And, you know, if that's true and accurate, then I think that's kind of a best case scenario for how he went down. And obviously everyone quickly speculating, you know, it's a non-contact. He couldn't put any weight on it. And I hesitate to kind of rush to too many conclusions, but yeah, it certainly didn't look good. And we're all just crossing our fingers and hoping the best for Cat.
Okay, let's just talk about this team as a whole right now. They lost to the Wizards 142-127. You've been watching this team closer than many. What can you tell us about what is going on wrong right now? They're 10-11. We all know it takes time for teams to kind of gel, but are we past the point of really now we should be concerned here?
Yeah, I think it's almost kind of a perfect storm of things in these last few losses. You know, Chris Finch had kind of speculated that after they built that first half lead in Charlotte last Friday, that they almost kind of took their foot off the gas and thought that, all right, this is another win in the back pocket. It's six in a row. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And, you know, the Hornets, despite missing some key pieces, they still have NBA caliber players that when they start to hit shots, it's tough to turn off that faucet. And it kind of became a domino effect. And then I wonder if, you know, yes, the Wolves on Sunday, when you're missing Jaden McDaniels, I think that's a huge component to this. I'd be curious to get Alan's thoughts, too, now that we have kind of two games where Jaden is such a key piece on the perimeter defensively. But I think a little bit of it, too, on Sunday was just the Golden State Warriors able to have everything clicking. And that's, you know, they'll do that to a lot of teams on a lot of nights that make it look like that. So I think it's a combination of things. But yeah, it's for whatever reason, they really struggled to start the game Sunday. It was kind of a carbon copy last night with the way that the Wizards, you know, they put up a really impressive first half, kind of the same score and deficit that the Wolves experienced Sunday. It was more almost all Kristaps Porzingis last night, you know, with the career high points and a half. He outshot the Wolves from three on his own in that first half. So some of that, I think, you know, if Chris Finch and the staff say that they had good contested shots on some of those looks, then you live with some of those, but certainly you can't let a guy go off to that extent in two quarters of action.
It is 8:43. We're talking to Cal Soderquist, pre- and post-game host for the Wolves here on CCO Radio. What are your thoughts about, you know, we talked to Henry Lake in the last hour, and people can listen to his analysis too on WCCRadio.com on our podcast page. What Henry talked about is this team moving toward, you've got the Twin Towers, the height, the size, and other NBA teams having more speed and being more successful. What do you think of that difference in the way the Wolves decided to move in and it just hasn't been paying off as they had hoped?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think everyone said and knew that it was going to be quite a process and it was going to be quite an undertaking to kind of acclimate not only Kat and Rudy to each other, but also their teammates that share the floor with them on how differently they're going to have to play, whether that's, you know, the rest of the starting five or the different lineup combos that they have. And I think we knew it would take time, but, you know, with the things that happened in the preseason, with Cat missing the first chunk of training camp, and then maybe everyone even just underestimated how different they would have to play, or at least for certain areas. You know, transition defense has really been something that has hurt this team. It was a big problem in that Warriors game for sure, and I think maybe guys are underestimating, you know, just how much they need to prioritize getting back and getting back quickly when you've got those two bigs on the floor. And those guys certainly want to go crash the offensive glass. It's kind of in their nature, but they kind of have to balance. You know, you can't be stuck under the rim if the opponent gets the rebound and wants to race it back down on you. So it's, you know, there's a lot of different factors, and I think it's almost one of those things. Alan made the comparison last night where, you know, if you've got five or six different leaks on a ship, and then you spend a film session or a practice session focusing on that one area, then you do see progress and results in that one area, but then the four other leaks start to take on more water. So I think they're kind of juggling several different things right now. And I think the one good thing that this team has going for them, obviously the news, we'll find out more hopefully on Cat very soon, but they just came off a grueling stretch of games. You know, when you go back to last Monday at home against the Heat, that was a quick one-game pit stop at the Target Center coming off a road trip. Then they went right back out on the road Wednesday, Friday, and then had that home game Sunday against the Warriors, and then right back out on the road again Monday. So that's five games in a 7 or 8 day stretch. Very little practice time or even shoot-arounds to kind of drill some of this stuff in. So now, you know, they're back in action tomorrow, but then they're off Saturday. They'll remain home for those days and get some practice days in and some additional film work and everything else, and then not back in action again until the following Wednesday. So I think that's the thing that Chris Finch and his staff are probably really clinging to right now, is that, you know, all the things that have gone wrong over these last three losses, they'll really be able to dive into them and hopefully correct a lot of them with this extra time, you know, in non-game situations.
Let's hope. Well, Cal, thanks so much for joining us. We weren't able to get a hold of Alan, so really appreciate all your analysis.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to join anytime. And yeah, hopefully he and Kat and everyone else are resting and recovering after that back-to-back.
Right, exactly. Good to talk to you, Cal. Thanks so much. Cal Soderquist, you bet. Cal Soderquist, pre- and post-game host for the Wolves.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.